Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, this segment, I'm going to do something that I've not done before. And it was stimulated by a call-in yesterday from Wisco Paul, who pointed out that in right-wing radio, they will frequently speak positively of what they deem are the accomplishments of their side, even though they misstate them, whereas we tend to be much more on the negative side. When I say we, I don't mean just me. I mean everybody in the Democratic Party. About what the Republicans are trying to do, and that's warranted, absolutely warranted. But we don't spend enough time saying the positive about what we do. And I would add to that, that we don't say the positive, the optimist, of what our, of how great our country is and how we're going to overcome our present division. So I'm going to do that. And now, and then I think from time to time going forward, I'm going to do it. The Democratic point of view, what has the Democratic Party accomplished? And I'm not going to go into, you know, Franklin Roosevelt and Truman and Kennedy and all that, which was substantial. But I'm talking about right now. What do we stand for? And this is an issue. It's not a personal thing. The Republican Party does not stand for it. And people can decide. One of them is Social Security. Social Security was passed in 1935 over Republican opposition, and they've opposed it in one way or the other ever since. They always say, we want to make it better. And their most recent proposal, you know, they do not have a platform as such, but I think you can fairly say that when their presidential candidates propose something, or their senators, that's their platform. And they have proposed privatizing Social Security by having the government put in a small amount for everybody, and you match it and you put it in the stock market. Put it in the stock market and you hire money managers, investment banks and others to invest it. And then you just get what you get. So if you make bad investments, you're out of luck. Make good investments bad. The Democrats oppose that. We have a Social Security pay-in, which really is a tax. It cuts off about your obligation, a little over $100,000 year income. People have suggested a donut carve out for a little bit and then restoring more payments by higher income people, which is not a bad idea. But basically, you're going to get a check based on the years, what you put in, and the years that you've been participating, and it's a guaranteed income. And what people don't remember is that before 1935, old folks, a lot of them lived in shacks in rural areas, no indoor plumbing, no electricity. They scrambled for food. We were really kind of a third world nation in some respects. Franklin Roosevelt modernized it, and I'm just going to appeal this to independents and Republicans who are listening. Don't tamper with Social Security. Do not. I mean, you can say things like the retirement age has been raised by a year or so. I get that actuarially, and you can continue to talk about that. But in terms of the funding of it, do not fall for what the Republicans are doing, which in the long run would eliminate it. Social Security is important. Ron Johnson has said it's a Ponzi scheme. Ponzi was a guy named Charles Ponzi in the 1930s who had an idea. He was a criminal. And he said, send me your dollars and I'll invest it. People would send him his dollars and he'd spend it on fancy houses and travel and all that. And then when they'd say, okay, I want my money back, he would use the money of that was being deposited right then to pay back the old people and he'd keep going. He was caught. He went to prison. The Social Security is not a Ponzi scheme. It's wrong of Ron Johnson to attack it, quite frankly, because you do pay in. And if you have a good income and then you don't live long into retirement, yeah, you're not going to get back everything you put in. If you have a modest income and you live to an old age, you'll get a little more. But the point is, people are not living in poverty. We're not a third world country. So that is one area that we differ from the Republicans. Another area is Medicare. Medicare was passed under Lyndon Johnson. Before that, nobody could have, you know, your old, the life expectancy was very low. I think the life expectancy when I was born in 1947 was in the 60s somewhere. You know, now it's in the 80s. We have health care. Right now, Biden has proposed to keep Medicare solvent, that certain tax dodges that some people are using be eliminated, and it produce about $200 billion to fund Medicare. What are they? There's a thing called passive income or pass-through income, and people with private partnerships and that kind of thing will say, well, now the money didn't really come to me. They don't pay their fair share. It's simply saying, hey, if you are a secretary, a nurse, police officer, you own a small company or whatever, you pay your fair share. So everybody should pay his fair share. But these are the kinds of things the Republican position, they don't put it in writing, but all of their candidates support it, is that the state, the government will give you a certain amount. Say it's $5,000 a year. You go out and buy an insurance policy for that. And then whatever the insurance policy covers is what you get. Well, have you ever dealt with an insurance company? They do everything in their can not to cover something. You need a lawyer in your family to argue with them. And you're not going to go out on the private market and buy any kind of decent insurance for the kind of money they're talking about. So these are simply devices, in my view, fraudulent devices to, in the long run, scuttle Social Security and Medicare. These are legitimate factual disputes. These are the kinds of things we should be talking about. Let me give you another piece, in my view, of good news, because another objective, frankly, of mine is to see our country unified. We have no enemies. I mean, we're all brothers and sisters. The ship I served on in the Navy, we had guys from Mississippi, North Carolina, obviously Wisconsin with me, New York, Wyoming, all from very, very different backgrounds. We worked together. We went on liberty together. We stood watch together. We were friends. We're Americans. There's no Republican who's an enemy of mine, and there's no Democrat who should be an enemy of yours. We've gotten too divided. I'd like to see us come together. And I'd like to offer this. People say, oh, well, you know, democracy's in peril. Well, some of the legislation that's being passed does imperil it. Certainly, the attempt by Donald Trump and his band of cohorts to overturn the election imperiled it. It didn't work. But consider the good that occurred. Unlike in our institutions held, Biden did win. He is the president. You may not like him, or you may like him. I like him a lot, but that's not the issue. The issue is we did have a transition of power through an election. It was under stress. I understand that. Look at the good. The military held in the Middle East, in China, in Africa, Asia. The military would have come in to support somebody like Trump, and people would have seen somebody installed in the presidency who lost the election. That happens a lot. That did not happen here. The military held. And I think it largely held because our military academies, West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, Coast Guard, Merchant Marine, have it instilled in them that the civilian control of the military. And they believe in our Constitution. And a lot of generals and admirals came out and spoke publicly saying that it was wrong to try to overturn the election. That would not have happened in any of these other countries. Another one is that the press held. They were not intimidated. All of the networks held. And to the extent that Fox went the other way, they did it for financial reasons. They weren't coerced. They did it for financial reasons. But ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, they all held. They all held. The judiciary held. There were people who were appointed by Trump. You remember when he contested the election, there were more than 60 lawsuits. More than 60 judges, a number of them appointed by Trump, a number of them by George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush, not by Democrats, said, no, this is ridiculous. Our core institutions held. And I'll go even farther than that. Sit down and think for a minute. Is there anything reasonable that the other party is saying when you put aside the animosities? And I will say it as a Democrat. I was twice elected chairman of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. And I look at some of the things that the Republicans say, and I agree with them. Here's one. On our immigration issue, there has to be much tighter controls over immigration, illegal immigration into this country. A nation without borders is not a nation. That's one example. That's one example. On foreign policy, we've always been in agreement. It is the Republican Party now, Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump, Pompeo, who praise Putin. The Democrats stand tall, but many Republicans stand tall. Many, many Republicans stand tall. We're a united nation. I'm optimistic about the future, and I will from time to time highlight some of our party's accomplishments, and also not in a negative spirit, but suggest ways that we can unify. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.